So hi everybody, I'm Rachel. I see some, can you guys hear me? Oh, no. Okay. So I see some familiar faces out there, so I'll try to keep this short and not go over the same details I have the last couple of years. So Las Cumbres Observatory, we are based here in Goleta, just actually down the street a little bit, and we are building a network of robotic telescopes, which we are eventually going to put around the world. So these are just some of the telescopes that we have. We've got this telescope up in the corner is our 2-meter telescope on Hawaii. The red image is its twin in Australia. Those are Fox Telescope North and South. Those were the first two telescopes in our network, and they were originally built for school kids in the UK to use during their school day. Why they're in Hawaii and Australia, right there, stay in the UK. This is our a prototype of our 0.4-meter telescope. This is going to be our primary education telescope. We're probably going to have about 20 to 24 of these placed around the world, where you guys and your students will be able to log on and use these telescopes, either real-time or queue-based. So you'll just submit your observation and it'll come back when it gets observed. This one is currently in our parking lot, and it actually gets some halfway decent images. I've actually got a couple up here I can show you from our parking lot. It was just in one of those sheds that you buy at Home Depot, those big plastic sheds. But now we've actually got our first prototype of the dome that we're going to have for that. I don't actually have an image of that, but it's pretty cool looking. This telescope right over here, this is our model of our 1-meter telescope, which is going to be primarily for science. Our scientist education will be able to be done on it. We get our first parts for building this telescope in a couple of weeks, so we're all pretty excited about that. This telescope over here we're also really excited about. We just put this at Sedgwick Reserve, San Ynez Valley, other side of the hills over there. It's a 0.8-meter telescope. It's going to be used by our science community. It's going to be used locally for local outreach events, maybe star parties and campouts. And it's also going to be part of our network. And we're actually in the process of commissioning this telescope right now. So hopefully in another month or so, we'll actually be able to use this telescope as well. So these are our sites where our telescopes are going to be. So we're pretty much aiming for 24/7 coverage. The purple star up at the top, up by us there, that's our Sedgwick telescope. We've also got Hawaii and Australia. Those are where our 2 meters are. We're also going to put our 4.4-meter telescopes at each site, and possibly a couple 1 meters at each site, too. We've got sites in Chile and South Africa, which we haven't started building there yet, but we've got our spot all tucked away for us. I think we're supposed to put our first 1 meter out in Chile by the end of this year. So we've got a lot of work to do before then. And we're also negotiating for a spot in the Canary Islands. We're not entirely sure which island we're going to be on yet, either La Palma or Tenerife. We're probably going to have about one or two more sites in the Northern Hemisphere. We've got a gap across Asia that we need to cover. But basically 24-hour day, 7 days a week sky coverage. So anybody anywhere in the world will be able to log on and use one of our telescopes at any time. All right. So we're primarily going to be a web-based education educational facility. Just makes it a lot easier to, easier for you guys all around the world to be able to log on. We have a brand new website. So this is just the front page. We've got our latest news stories, latest publications by our scientists, just recent things, and get to a lot of things from here. This is our the front education page. Here we've got links to different activities you guys can do, either with the telescopes or with downloaded data, how to use their telescopes, how to use different software packages. Image galleries are always really fun to look at. And just a lot of different things. There's not a whole ton of stuff on here just yet because this is a new website, but we're adding things all the time. And so eventually this is going to be where you're going to want to go for anything that you might want to do. This image right here is actually taken from our parking lot telescope. So, not half bad, right? It's a very light polluted place. And this is just one example of one of our brand new projects. So we're having students actually help our microlensing planet hunters search for new planets. So the microlensing team gets a long list of alerts, and some of them they post on our website, and then students will actually be able to observe these and help with collecting all the data and also creating the light curves. So we'll be able to tell if it is a planet, if it's not a planet, binary star, or anything else. So this is just one example of a project that we just started. So hopefully we'll have a lot more projects that are like this that all you guys will be able to participate in. So, and of course, keeping up with the times, we have a Facebook page as well. So, all right, so these are just a few of the projects that some of our students have done. A lot of these have been in the UK because they have the most telescope time right now, where the telescopes are based. So we've got, so in the middle image, can anybody find the asteroid in the image? Yeah, so that one that's moving. So this was actually taken by a group at the Space Guard Center in the UK, and it's pretty easy to do. You just find an image. This is three different images. Cannot remember how far apart they are. But you can actually watch the asteroid just move across the field, and that's really exciting for a lot of people. And then some other things to do with an asteroid are, for example, like this, make a light curve. This light curve is not that asteroid, but this is actually the world record for the fastest natural known object rotation period, about 42 second period. So that was actually made by the telescope in Australia, the 2 meter telescope in Australia. So that was pretty exciting. We've up at the top over there, an extrasolar planet. That light curve was actually done by one of our postdocs, but it's something that, like with the microlensing group started up, that's something your students will be able to do too. This graph up at the top with the red light curve, that's a variable star. That light curve was actually taken on a 12-inch telescope in Australia. So pretty similar to the size of the telescopes we're gonna have, which are 14 inches. You could actually get pretty good science on little telescopes. So it's just a pretty cool thing to know. This is just a fun little project that another student in the UK did, measuring how fast a supernova is expanding. And by knowing how fast it's expanding, you can calculate backwards and basically say, okay, well, it blew up, you know, probably 1,000 years ago. And I think this one actually was, what, 1050 CE, I think. And we've also actually got some local Goleta students using our telescopes for a science fair project. You guys were here last year. You remember I brought April with me. She did the eclipsing binary systems, and she made some really cool light curves. She got fourth in the state science fair. This year, we have a couple of students using, I believe, Fox Telescope South, or one in Australia, and they're searching for possible black holes. And they're teaming with schools in the UK to do this. And so they each have their own time slots. All the schools will get their own data, and then they all create a light curve combining everybody's data. So I haven't heard how they've done in the science fair yet, but hopefully they did pretty cool. And either way, it's a really cool project. So, and these are middle school students doing this. And there's lots of other projects going on, but those are just some of the cool ones. As always, can't talk about astronomy, some pretty pictures. So all the ones across the top, as well as the two upper side ones, those were all taken by school kids on our telescopes. They took all the data, they processed it themselves, Photoshop, other things. Let's see. The M51 and the Crescent Nebula, those were taken by our parking lot telescope in the back. And then these other ones were taken by the 12-inch telescope in Australia. So they're pretty similar images as to what you'll see on our 0.4-meter telescopes. And that's about... So this is our website. I guess that's about it that I have to say, so... yeah, there's the class tomorrow. I've still got a couple extra spots if people want to sneak in. Just let me know ahead of time. And tomorrow I'll be just showing you how to deal, not really how to use the telescopes as much, but as what to do with the data once you get the data. So it'll be hopefully a lot of fun.
And, you know, even if you're not going to use this yourself, do tell your friends about this. Anyone can access this in the room.
Yeah, I guess actually one thing I should add, our telescope network isn't really available just yet. We hope we're putting our first 0.4 meter telescopes out in Hawaii in the next month or so. And hopefully by the end of the year, then those will be opened up to, you know, school teachers. It'll probably be very limited at first, but then you guys will be able to log on and use them. But right now, anybody can go and download data and work with the data. So hopefully next year I'll be talking to you guys. This is actually how you use the telescope, and this is what you can do with it. So.
End of yet another year. The sun is out. There's still time to stroll on the beach. Enjoy Los Cumbres and the rest of your stay here, and I'm sure I'll see many of you next year. Before we go, we should all thank the lecturers, these wonderful lecturers. I hope some of them are still in the room so that we can thank them. Martin and Peter, our prize winner John, Yaron, and Paul, and Rachel, and most of all, Misha Ivanov, who I don't think actually spoke at all, but here is Misha. Misha was the person I turned to put together this conference, so he actually chose the lecturers and chose extremely well, as you all know, and he did a lot of work. So let's all thank Misha and all the lecturers. These people do this gratis, of course. I mean, we have no money to pay anybody for it. And they do this really, as I think many of the lecturers expressed, because they know how important you are to creating, mentoring, and inspiring the next generation of scientists, which we need as students, and successors to ourselves. So, I told Misha and I told them that you'll really enjoy this and the teachers will inspire you. And I think that's true. So I'd like to thank all of you for coming and inspiring us. So thank you. Finally, I'd like for us all to thank Jocelyn. Starts to work on these conferences next week. She'll be bugging me, David, don't you think we should come up, decide on the conference for next year? And works a whole year on putting this together, and you all know her efforts. And Dan Hone, is Dan still here? Dan is here. And Dan tells her what to do. Now, Dan works very hard on this as well, and especially he's been the inspiration, one of the main inspirations behind the contest and how that's worked. And so let's all thank Dan for his effort. And that's it. Let's enjoy Santa Barbara. Oh, yes, absolutely. We ask very little of you. We give much and ask little. One thing we ask is to fill out the surveys. Enormous effort has been gone into thinking about the questions we ask. And we are interested in your responses, comments, whatever. Please fill them out. And there's a box to put them. You can hang around here till you finish writing them.